B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan on a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Mm-hmm. I got a really good tweet that I want to give this dude some credit because it was funny. Snessy, have you seen the video of Olu Fashanu's mom with his girlfriend?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. It's hysterical. If you haven't seen it, Google it. Snessy via Twitter asked me, is there a chance we could draft Fashanu's mom to protect Daniels? She showed elite hands last night. Might be the answer there. The real answer is, though, that Jaden Daniels provided to the media last night. Now, this kid is excited to be here.
Hey, Jaden, it's John Kime from ESPN. Just, first of all, congratulations. What did that moment feel like for you?
That my childhood dream came true, and I'm blessed to be here and be able to hear my name called. And I can't wait to get to work, you know, just be able to spend that time with family, two of my closest friends and Malik Nabers and Brian Thomas, and share this special moment with them too.
Hey, Jaden, JP Finley, congrats on getting drafted.
Thank you.
How far into this process did you really start to get the feeling you were coming to Washington?
Honestly, they did a pretty good job, you know, not showing their hand too much. But the conversation I had, I was pretty confident, just the conversation that we had, that I was able to come here and fit into the Commander's team. And, you know, I'm here now. I can't wait to get to work.
Washington, have you been able to look at the roster?
I'm excited. I'm excited to come in and get to work. I know Jahan previously. Just, you know, we're kind of around the same age. Obviously, what Terry has done at the next level, you got a great running back in Brian Robinson. You know, Austin Eckler, those guys are very explosive players. New additions with Zach Ertz. And, you know, I'm just happy to come in and learn how to be a pro. You know, I'm excited to get to work. I'm excited to meet my new teammates.
Hey, Jaden, what was your impression of Dan Quinn and kind of the offensive staff when you got a chance to meet with them?
It was awesome. I mean, DQ is a great guy that, you know, a lot of people speak highly of, but who he is as a person and how he cares about his players. So I was excited to be around him, and it's just the offensive staff. You know, their track record speaks for itself. Obviously, Cliff was over there with Kyler and what he did as a head coach. And for quite some time, he had Kyler in the MVP conversation. So I was excited to be there and just chop it up and talk ball with them.
Hey, Jay, this is Sam with ABC7. First of all, congratulations. Welcome to Washington.
Thank you.
This is a passionate fan base, Jaden. They're starving for a winner. The responsibility you have now to kind of help put this franchise in the right direction, how do you embrace that responsibility?
Man, it just starts with, I'm just coming in to compete. I'm coming in and really just trying to play my role, you know, whatever that is. You know, I just want to be the best teammate to help the team win. And we can bring back some victories back to Washington, back to DC, the DMV, and we have some fun.
Jaden, you mentioned the Commanders were kind of not showing their hand as much about who they're going to take. Would you have been surprised if they didn't call your name tonight?
No, I mean, it's other great candidates that were able to be the number two overall pick. So I'll never look at it like that. You know, God put me in this position. Obviously, my story is written, and I'm just following the path of following his lead. So, if it wasn't meant for me to be here, then, you know, there's great other quarterbacks that could have been here too, but I'm excited to get to work now.
Hey, Jaden, David Harrison from Commander Game Day on Sports Illustrated. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Looking forward to see you here in D.C. You got a few teammates that are in the league already, guys like Rashad White, Brandon Ayuk. Who have you been leaning on as a resource from inside the league?
Brandon Ayuk a lot. I talk to him 3-4 times a day, almost every day. So I lean on him a lot. And, you know, he's done at a high level for 4-plus years and going on his fifth year. So I'm excited just to learn from him and try to get some game, but also just coming in and get to learn from my teammates now. So, you know, they started off, and I'm happy I get to follow them.
Hey, Jaden, it's Nikki from
On getting picked here by Washington. You know, come in through this process. Obviously, you've gotten to talk to the owner, Josh Harris, new head coach, Dan Quinn, new GM, Adam Peters. How do you feel about the new leadership in Washington, and what makes you most excited to join and become a part of the vision that this whole franchise is putting together?
I'm very confident. obviously it's a new regime there, and you know, I'm excited just to come in and really just change the culture and, you know, help the team win in each and every way that I can. Come in, work hard, and you know, we'll see where the course takes itself.
Hi, Jaden. It's Nikki with the Washington Post. Just what did you learn about Adam Peters during your interactions with him during the pre-draft process?
Yeah, I mean, AP, he's a dude. He's able to, coming from his lineage, obviously, you know, he was with the 49ers recently. Obviously, what they do is tremendous, how they're competing, they're contenders. So I'm very confident in him that he get this thing changed around and, you know, just follow his lead. I think he's very confident. I'm very confident in him. And I'm excited to see what the future holds.
Take a couple more.
Hey, Jaden, Sherry Burris with NFL Network. First off, congratulations.
Thank you.
What did AP say to you on the phone when you got that call?
He was excited and respected my journey. You know, he respected how hard I work, the amount of work that I put in to get to this point now. So that's pretty much what he said.
And what kind of quarterback is this team getting? How would you describe yourself and your style of play?
A competitor, a leader, but somebody that just wants to win at all costs and help the team win no matter what, you know, because it's team first always. So I'm excited.
Pick two more.
Didn't have the special moment of getting picked tonight, but how much right now are you thinking of that moment when you're going to walk out there on the field here in the DMV and hear those fans cheering you on and have that first moment, you know, introduced as the Washington Commanders quarterback?
I mean, I'm kind of in the moment now, man. I just got drafted, you know, childhood dream. So later down the road, that'll be very exciting to go out there and, you know, embrace the fans and have the fans embrace me, no matter what the role is. And I'm excited.
Jaden Daniels talking there. That kid is clearly excited and he's got great reason to be. I just thought that was so awesome and fun. I also think for anybody concerned, if the whole Daniels family is on board, Jaden Daniels' mom was interviewed, I believe, on the broadcast and made clear that she is definitely
– congrats.
She, Mrs. Daniels, Mama Daniels, definitely on board also.
Do everything you can for Washington. I just want to say, left hands up. Who are we? The Commanders.
I love it. I think I say this a billion times, with the lack of real information, nonsense becomes currency. That kid's excited, man. What are we all talking about here?
Man, look, when you get drafted, you are not concerned about the colors or this, that, or the other at that moment. You're thrilled that a dream you've had and the work you've put in has finally paid off. You know, you don't get a chance to sit in. Look, I understand what fans do. I understand how you all think. But ultimately, the player is thinking about what I need to do next to get the respect of my players and to better my game so we can go out here and get something done. Look, these people put a lot of faith in me. And I'm not sitting up here worried about, oh, I wish somebody else had drafted me. No, you got drafted. That's what you're concerned about. He's probably more concerned about being number two. Yeah, I got drafted number two. Okay, everybody already assumed that which car was going, then I was the first guy after that. So that's where the pride is. The pride isn't nothing about everybody worried about this, that, and the other. Yeah, he was a 49ers fan. But the guy who gave him motivation is the guy who picked him, who was at the 49ers. And that guy picked him a few years later right here in Washington. That's what he's happy about.
You know why?
And he's seen the work that he did.
You know why he wears number five?
Why?
Because he was a huge McNabb fan. Like, this is just part of growing up. Like, I loved Sean Kemp. I'm not moving to Seattle. When we come back, Adam Peters talked at length about the Jaden Daniels selection. You got to hear it. Phone lines open at 12:30. Nobody go anywhere.